A Great Escape. Long ago, when the ticking of time had barely begun, the world was wild and dangerous. It was foolish to venture far from home. But one small frog had strayed from the safety of his pool. Like the drip-dripping of water drops, the little frog's heart beat in his chest as he felt the ground softly tremble. Something was coming through the scrub. The sound was so close and the pool so far away. "Perhaps I should crouch still and pretend to be a stone," thought the little frog. But as he looked back, a huge lizard burst out of the scrub, heading straight for him. In zigzagging leaps, the frog set off for his pool, the scuttling lizard getting closer every moment. Ahead of him, the lizard saw the frog, but he was not thinking of food. Inside his scaly chest, his heart was leaping, for he had heard behind him the running feet of a human being. And looking round, he saw the two-legged hunter running with a stick in her hand. "I could crouch still and pretend to be a rock," thought the lizard, "but humans are too clever. She'd spot me and kill me and roast me over her campfire." So he scuttled on, and behind him the shrieking human got closer and closer with every stride. The little girl saw the lizard ahead of her, but she was not thinking of food. Inside her narrow chest, her heart was rapping like a fist. For behind her, she had seen one huge horn slash down the long grass, the hooves gouge holes in the ground, and she heard a bellow of rage as the woolly rhinoceros thundered after her. She ran and ran, but with every step, the rhino got closer. Ahead of him, the woolly rhinoceros saw the little girl, but he was not thinking of trampling her, only of getting away. Inside his leathery chest, his heart banged like a drum. He had heard the roar and seen the flash of golden fur among the trees. A tiger was coming after him. And though his hurtling gallop shook the ground like an earthquake, he knew that the tiger was faster, gaining with every bound. Ahead of him, the saber-toothed tiger saw the rhinoceros. But he was not thinking of food. Inside his velvet chest, his heart pounded like a hammer, for his golden nostrils had smelt the smell behind him, and his swiveling ears heard the crackling in the trees. Behind him came the biggest and fastest enemy of all, fire. It gained and it gained and it gained on the tiger, on the woolly rhinoceros and the little girl, on the lizard and the frog. It devoured trees and bushes. It washed away the grass in a flood of flame. The whole space between sky and earth was filled with smoke. All at once, the creatures were not running away from each other. They were all running away from the fire. The frog reached its pool and dived in. The lizard jumped in behind. The little girl threw herself into the water. And the rhinoceros, who could not stop, hurtled straight in up to his neck. Last of all, the tiger, swimming head up, eyes shut and ears flicking, paddled to the heart of the pool. Round the pool and over their heads, the fire raged. Great flapping flags of flame shook in their faces and scorched the eyebrows of the little girl and the wool of the rhinoceros. And then the fire was gone, into the distance, destroying everything in its path and driving whole herds ahead of it. All round the pool, the plants were black, smoking, dead. The creatures in the pool looked round at one another, and none of them moved. The ripples on the pool died away, and only their eyes watched and their hearts beat. The tiger growled. Suddenly, through the smoke, came a howling and hooting and a drumbeat like a thumping heart. A dozen tall men raced up to the pool and shook their spears in delight. "Washuma, you're alive! We thought the fire must have killed you. How clever of you to hide in the water!" They pulled the little girl out and shook their spears at the animals trapped in the pool. The beasts turned this way and that, but found every escape blocked by a warrior with a spear.
Look, Washuma. Thanks to the fire, there'll be roast lizard to eat, and 10 new shields of rhino hide, and a rug of golden fur for you to sleep under.
No, said Washuma in a loud voice. These animals took shelter from the fire just like I did. Listen and you'll hear their hearts beating with fear just like mine.
Washuma, we are hunters, cried her father, shaking his spear. But tears ran down Washuma's face.
Please, don't kill them. Let them go this time. The fire made them like brothers to me. Please don't kill my brothers.
So the lizard and the woolly rhinoceros and the saber-toothed tiger were allowed to go their separate ways across the plain. And Washuma went home to a great feast. As for the frog, it sat very still on the scorched brink of the pond and pretended to be a stone.